Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category.
On newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let him know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Monday. Dolphins won Saturday night against the Commanders. We're going to talk about that. I saw video after video on social media from this Fanatics fan fest that you were at, Crowder, in New York. And one of the videos that has been DM'd to me dozens of times was you running the 40 against someone, an Olympian, I'm guessing?
Quincy Wilson, the youngest American ever to win a gold medal in the 4. It was in the 4x4, but he can fly.
Now, what happened there? It almost seemed like you couldn't run. It almost seemed like he was at a different level than you were. Obviously, much younger, in better shape.
Yes.
But we've all seen the video of you trying to jump the crick several years ago, and now we see, who's that guy? He's that streamer. I am Speed. What's his name?
Speedy. I Speedy. Something. I Speed.
Yeah. We're the oldest guy. And I know Jimmy and Dan Day aren't going to be able to help us here. I am Speed, I think, is the guy's name. I am Speed. You should change your name to I am not Speed.
Well, I put the miners out there first. He's an Olympic sprinter.
Right. Fair enough. You shouldn't win.
Just a little. He's a little different in our approach to life. And age is one of them. He's 16, which actually is not that flattering because he's a child. He doesn't have a license. He can't even drive legally. And he has an Olympic gold medal in the 4x4. But the bigger thing was, if you really watch it, I do think he jumped the gun. If that was an official race, they would have brought that back to the line.
Come on.
He jumped the gun.
Come on. What are we doing?
Ladies, on your mark, set, and he took off. I waited for the O and go.
Is it possible that your brain is just so old you didn't process go as quickly as he did?
I don't know. Technically, Crowder might have won because there is no restart. If you false start, you're done. There's one and done.
Yeah. Well, if you saw that 40, Crowder didn't win anything. There's no, I don't care what the official rules are. He did not win anything. That Jaden Daniels, by the way, I just see breaking news on ESPN. Jaden Daniels from the Commanders been named their starting quarterback. He looked good on Saturday and in preseason. That Fanatics Fest, though, was, I'm guessing it was just unbelievable.
It was crazy because they were saying, they were like, yeah, it'd probably be 100,000 people here every day. And I'm like, sounds, you know, it sounds good. It sounds like you're amping it up. It was at the Javits Center, which is, I've never been to before. It's gigantic.
It's one of the biggest convention centers in the country. The Javits Center, it never ends.
Huh, every inch. Yeah. Every inch. We had a little booth. The NHL had a booth. MLB had a booth. You could hit balls. They had a video imaging of you swing a bat, and they put like little spots on you, and your swing looks the most like Aaron Judge, or your swing looks the most like, you know, whoever it was, Jose Canseco. They had his whole thing, wiffle ball, three-point shootout, foul shootout. You could play your friends in basketball. You had like 20 seconds, hit the most shots, and y'all do like a round robin. It covered the entire Javits Center. One of the biggest, I found out, one of the biggest convention centers in the world. Oh, you play basketball, Hawk? Oh, yeah, then you can go get suited up as a kid, put on shoulder pads and a helmet, play tackle football against other kids your age. Right next door, Lawrence Taylor, Barry Sanders, and Allen Iverson are signing autographs. Walk down there, you see Joe Montana get interviewed. It was the craziest sports, like, collection in the world. Oh, and I didn't bring up the trading card thing that is damn gigantic.
I watched a video of Tom Brady buying his own cards from a guy who specializes in Tom Brady cards.
We did a unboxing with some rich people's kids where they just had big boxes of these tops, this new Heritage Series boxes out. And it was the kids got all the cards, but it was like a competition. So you sit across the table from them, you open up your pack, you pull out your cards, they pull out theirs, and you see who won the round, kind of. It was, you know, it was just for the kids to be able to, you know, go against an athlete. A little kid opened up a $1,500 card, and he beat Fred Taylor, who had a $900 card. I'm looking at these. Hey, oh, my goodness. That's an Aaron Judge rookie year, Red Series, 1 of 20. Oh, man, that's like $250. And I'm like, how do you kids know all this stuff? That was in a whole nother section was the trading cards. I tell y'all this, this Fanatics is – they're not going out of business anytime soon.
I mean, he's got his hand in everything. Every sport, every athlete. You didn't even mention professional wrestling. There was a huge WWE thing there.
And so you had that wrestling, and you had the UFC.
Right.
They had a real UFC octagon, whatever they call it, in the middle of that place. You could walk up there and take pictures. You like wrestling with your buddies. You just walk. Asia brought the kids up on Friday night. So Saturday, they got the butt out the duck this weekend. They got the butt out the duck. I was like, yeah, I'm a Fanatics, you know, partner. They worked my ass to death.
Good for them.
So I had to be there at 10. It doesn't end till 7. So we had obligations all day. So I was like, okay, even Asia was saying like, okay, I have friends in New York. Maybe we'll go till like 2 or 3 o'clock, you know, 4 or 5 hours. Then I'll go see my buddy CeCe. The kids in Asia were there for 8 hours.
Right. You don't get tired because there's always something new. It's not like you're walking around and it ends and it's one celebrity after another.
Yes. Oh, you get hungry? Go downstairs with the 10 restaurant food court that they have downstairs. Yeah. It was one of the best conventions, whatever they called it, fan fest. It was one of the most amazing things I've seen put in a building in my life.
Yeah, I watched it, and, you know, again, we had talked about it the week leading up, and I know you're a Fanatics partner with the Pivot, but when I watched it, I was showing and sharing some videos with my kid, and we were like, you know what, we should have gone up for this. Like, it just seems like it would be just a fun weekend, and obviously, it's the first one they've done. They're going to do this on an annual basis, probably only going to get bigger and better.
Yeah, don't just say little baby walking around. The rapper's walking around just messing with people, taking pictures with kids. Oh, I'm in the Barry Sanders autograph line. Oh, there goes little baby. okay, after this, I'll go see LT. Then I'll go shoot in a professional hockey ring over here in the corner. Then maybe I'll go downstairs and eat some great food. Oh, my goodness. Jay-Z's standing up there in his 40-40 club in the middle of the place on a riser. Jay-Z's up there with his homeboys partying, and the music is blaring in the club. Like, it was almost surreal just looking around.
Yeah, man. We'll talk about that today. That looked wild on social media. Tua looked good on Saturday night with the Dolphins. Dolphins wrap it up for the preseason in Tampa this Friday. And this Saturday, college football will get underway. FSU and Georgia Tech. You know that game is in Dublin, Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Gino Tourette, I was talking to him today because he's broadcasting the game for his Touchdown Radio, and he's headed to Dublin Wednesday, I believe. But that'll be the kickoff of college football season.
I guess I put it out of my mind, or I kind of convinced people it doesn't mean much in the league. I think that might be a little overwhelming for some kids, though.
That's a lot.
Yeah, to go out of the country. And
game
all that.
One.
You know what? Especially young players. I think that might affect me. Hey, what's the over under? I'm thinking under.
We're going to have to look. We'll be right into the whole gambling thing. I went on a little bit of a heater. I had a winner. I had the Dolphins laying 4.5. That almost was a disastrous loss for me because Washington had a chance on the final play. Scored a touchdown, went through his hands. And before that, what had I won? I lost last night. I got a little too cutesy for myself. I took the Saints -1.5 last night. I watched last night, Sunday night, the entire Saints-Niners preseason game 2 because I had $50 on it. I watched the entire thing. I had $50 on it.
You are,
but I can answer any questions you have about the Niners or the Saints.
You are a football fan.
But I had on Saturday morning, AFC Bournemouth, you know, EPL got underway. Our friend Jim from AFC Bournemouth, my old college roommate, they were playing Nottingham Forest. I bet both teams to score. They did. And then had the Dolphins Saturday night. That covered. Then I lost it with the Saints. But for real, it gets underway this week because FSU, there's 3 college games on Saturday, but FSU Georgia Tech is the big one. Couple notes from training camp today. Dolphins practice. David Fiorones tweets out, Mike McDaniel says he does not expect to see Odell Beckham Jr. return to practice this week, but he does anticipate continued progression. Omar Kelly tweeted out, Chris Brooks is in the concussion protocol. And Cam Wolf from NFL Network, he tweeted out, Dolphins wide receiver River Craycraft suffered upper body injury, is going to miss regular season time, according to coach Mike McDaniel. It's not season ending, but it does sound like it's a significant enough injury that he's going to miss actual time. This training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Craycraft injury, that's a low-key bad injury for the Dolphins because he's good at what he does. Yeah.
No, yeah. He can play. I saw Berrios drop a touchdown too, but no, River can play.
Berrios, man, he never drops that.
He never does.
He never drops that.
I was watching it. I thought he changed his number. I was watching the replay. I'm like, that can't be Berrios.
Listen, when you're betting preseason and you're laying 4.5, oh, was I cursing that guy out. Wouldn't believe it. That was so unlike him.
Yeah, no. No, River is he's coming around, man, especially with Odell Beckham. You know Beckham's not going to give it to you. We have our top receivers, we know, but, yeah, guy number 3, go in there and get him something across the middle. River's a tough dude.
I can report the Odyssey suite for the Dolphins game is decked out expertly. Mm. In fact, there's some new additions to the sweet food, empanadas, Cuban sandwiches. Really? Mojo Donuts.
So you ain't just do the old glizzies and chicken.
They do them still. We got the glizzies, we got the wings, got the tenders, got the kind of like a brisket, almost like a brisket that you shred it yourself there. You put it on a little roll, have a little pulled pork dinner.
I went last year just to say hi during halftime. It looked like they had like a huge ham hock, but maybe that was the brisket that you were talking
about. That was the brisket. Okay. Yeah, it was down to the nub by then. Do the 7-layer dip. It was very nice. So well done by the Odyssey staff.
I never get invited.
Crap. Well, I don't really get invited either. I just kind of show up.
Text me the number of that suite. They don't know he's kicking me out.
Will do. Because then, oh, hey, how are you? Good to see you, everybody. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. He was there at the game, calling it for CBS4. He was the sideline reporter. Don't forget, he is leaving for Tampa tomorrow with Kim Bocamper and Steve Goldstein. So I'm sure Mike is filled with angst right now, thinking about that long ride with a couple of demanding fellows.
Tell Mike to hydrate. He might get left on Alligator Alley. Get him out. Get him out, Goldie. Get him out.
I'm headed up to Tampa, too. I'm going there Friday. My son's starting his junior year in college, which is ridiculous in and of itself. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you don't have to. I know. Trust me. I know. But I'm thinking about going to the Dolphins Bucks game Friday night. And I'm going to be up there.
Oh, right.
Just travel around and watch the preseason Dolphins game. No one's going to play Friday night.
You are
no
a football
one.
Fan.
I am a football fan.
What you doing, Hawk? Locked into the 49ers Saints game. Let me call you back.
It was so embarrassing last night. It was so embarrassing. I was like, it was 10 minutes before the game started. It was on national TV. It was on ABC or NBC. So I'm flicking around. It's like 7:45, and I see that this game's coming up. I look, is there any movie on? We had already had dinner. Lori was going to go watch Below Deck or whatever she watches. And so I'm like, all right, I'll bet this game. I Twitter search Saints Niners. First article says, was it Derek Carr? No, it was the Niners. Brock Purdy's going to play a couple series, but no one else is playing. You know, no C-Mac, no one. It's like, oh, okay, I'll take the Saints and lay the points. It was a loser. That's the only reason I bet it. I read what the first thing I read after searching the game on Twitter. I was like, oh, no C-Mac, no Brandon Ayuk. Ah.
Locked
Saints
in.
Will take this one. Yeah.
You're lost. In trouble week one.
You know who killed me? Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut.
Really?
So he comes in after Brock Purdy for the Niners. He's unstoppable. This guy should be starting in the NFL.
One thing, he did it, what was that, Minnesota when he came and had a hell of a game one.
Yeah.
Then he was pretty terrible. I think he went
He had a few good games, didn't he?
He was like 1-4 or 2-5, something. He went downhill, Dan.
Josh Dobbs will give you a game or two, and then...
Bro, he was unstoppable yesterday.
And Hawk, the the running back that was on the other team just cut my grass this morning. He flew down and got his second job in.
Also, someone texted in that wasn't a drop by Berrios. The ball was tipped because the throw was too low. It was tipped. I saw that, but it still ended up in Berrios' hands. Like, it didn't end up exactly where he thought it was going to be on his body, but Berrios usually catches that.
I would go out and say Tyreek catches that ball.
Someone wants to know if there were any Channing Crowder cards that you signed at FanFest.
No, but they're making them.
Really?
No, actually, it's funny. A couple people asked me they were like, hey, man, I can't find your jersey. I'm a big fan. I want to get your jersey. So the Mitchell and Ness lady, Joanne, came over there. And I said, hey, Joanne, I don't want to tell you how to run your business.
Wow.
But there's been some requests for a Crowder Dolphin 52. And she winked at me and she said, you don't worry about that, Mr. Crowder. So maybe we got a little something in the works.
Mitchell and Ness is legit.
Yeah, yeah. Do I still get a cut?
I would imagine you get a little something, something. If Michael Rubin keeps you employed, that's what happens.
I was going to say, I called Mike. Mike, we sold 8 jerseys, Mike. I need some money.
Mike Cuno is going to join us from CBS4. Let's get a quick look at the headlines here with Dan day.
And you guys never cease to make me feel great. Crowder's talking about being at this huge event, Jay-Z, all this. Hawk, you're in the suite. Jimmy's sending me pictures from the beach. I spent all weekend in Wynwood, South Beach, and North Beach. The over-under on someone recognized me was 0.5. Do you think it was over or under?
Oh, over. You get recognized. I know you over. Get recognized.
By yeah. people that are not the police are looking for money.
Oh, under.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about your PO.
Under. Absolutely under. Good weekend for all of us, I guess. Dolphins
and Solana was on a cruise. He's back.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is today. He's back. Like, the cruise came in this morning, like, in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
It's no, like, I don't know where he is. Maybe he's at the Minute Clinic. I don't know.
He's still kayaking.
I don't know. I don't know where he is, Jimmy. I expected him to be here, and he's not here. So I'm very confused.
Jimmy knew it. He called it when Solana promised me on Friday that he'd be in on Monday. Jimmy's like, we're not going to see him.
Yeah,
because he snapped me this morning. Like the ship was docked. You know how they hold you hostage on the ship, mm-hmm. and then they let everyone, like, you're hostage. You have to give your luggage early in the morning. You've got nothing left. They close every restaurant but like one bacon stand, and so everyone lines up for bacon. You know, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's the final day of the cruise, but it's great. I'll enjoy it. Pools closed. It's just, you just have to wait like cattle. And he sent me a picture, a video of him and Valentina. Like, they were here this morning in Miami. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
Beautiful view of the port.
Yeah, beautiful view of the port. You just stand there. And it's like the band is gone. They turn off the ice cream machines. You know, they make it sound, oh, we don't disembark till, you know, 11 a.m. We need your luggage at 3 a.m., and breakfast will be served on set. And you get down to breakfast, and after the cruise of all this eating, you get down to this breakfast on the day that you disembark, and it's literally like a plate of bacon. They go, all right, see if you can grab a strip.
Whatever they didn't use on the cruise.
Yeah, yeah. Everything else going overboard is chum.
And you want a burger, some salmon, french fries, ice cream. Huh?
None of that. None of that's available. You just stare longingly at Bayside. Anyway, I don't know where he is. But let's get a quick look at the headlines here with Dan Day, who's filling in.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Just a quick note on the starting quarterbacks this past weekend. Tua Tagovailoa, 5 for 5, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels, 10 for 12, 78 yards. And as you said, Miami wraps up preseason Friday, 7:30 against the Bucs in Tampa Bay.
Very good.
Told y'all Jaden can throw some BBs now.
He can.
Yeah.
He can.
They got some young Tim, Caleb. They got some young quarterbacks this year.
Woo! Caleb had a couple of dimes, but yeah. One where, like, he extended the play a la Patrick Mahomes. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that's where Josh Dobbs was killing me yesterday. Again, I had a -1.5 on the game, but he extends plays.
I think you don't want to say it's the 83 draft, but there's some special young quarterback. You had the guys from last year with CJ and Jordan Love.
There's some up and comers, man.
Yeah, that last little 4 or 5 years of quarterbacks, we got some dogs.
Speaking of special quarterbacks, NFL vet of 14 years and former Texas Longhorn Colt McCoy has officially retired and will enter the analyst booth for NBC's coverage of Big Ten games starting in September.
Ah, all right.
That was kind of a joke saying big-time quarterbacks, but, you know.
Well, isn't he at his moment?
It was okay in Texas.
Yeah, in college.
That was his moment.
He had a long NFL career. He just didn't do anything. Dude made plenty of money, I'm sure.
How many games did he play?
Not a lot.
He started a lot of games, though, because he would always be like behind an injured quarterback.
Was it Cleveland?
He beat the Saints one time. I watched him against, he might have been Cleveland. Yeah, I think so. I was like, how's Colt McCoy going to get you? He got you sometimes. Lionel Messi has suffered a delay in his ankle injury. Recovery now is expected to come back on September 14th against the Philadelphia Union. FC Cincinnati in town on Saturday.
13 right. years, 55 games.
That's a long listen, there's no better, I think, because it's even better than a kicker. Because, you know, kicker,
no,
you just wait around, but you have a ton of pressure. You carve out a niche for a decade as a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Talk about making money and just, you know, and no one expects that much from the backup.
Huck, you're talking to me? I know 15 backup quarterbacks. The only bad part was they were my starting quarterback. Neely, Harrington, Cleo. Like, yeah, man, I had a bunch of backups. Great people.
One more quick sports headline. The Marlins are going to host the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight at 6:40. Edwin Cabrera gets the start for the Fish. On to weather from the Mesmer and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Overcast, rainy through most of South Florida, and it'll stay that way for most of the day.
All right, very good. Mike Cugno from CBS4. He is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Dolphins with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas in one of America's largest indoor showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno was prowling the sidelines Saturday night for CBS4 and their broadcast of the Dolphins Commanders game. And you can see him every week also as host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. And as I mentioned, tomorrow he will be driving Goldie and Kim Bocamper to Tampa. So he's got a lot of angst, got a lot of pressure. Not going to be an easy drive up to Tampa. It's a very demanding crowd that he's put together, but he's joining us now. Hello, Cugno.
What's up, guys? Let's hope this interview goes a lot smoother than the one last week.
I thought our interview last week was very smooth. It's not going to go completely smoothly because Crowder hasn't returned to his microphone spot yet. So I was vamping
Crowder was the culprit last week, so it's all right if he's a little absent for this one.
Well, that's why he's showing up late. I'm staring at his monitor. Did you see, by the way, you know, he was up at that Fanatics Fan Fest this weekend. Did you see any video from that?
I did not.
Oh, so this, yeah, did you see any video from Fanatics Fan Fest at all? Like, it was the greatest gathering of athletes in one location in the history of man.
No, I actually have no idea what you're talking
really?
About. Really?
Yeah. So it was Fanatics, who owns his podcast, The Pivot. They put on this huge thing. I mean, Fanatics owns everything, but But they put on this huge fan fest at the Javits Center in New York over the weekend, and it was 100,000 fans every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tom Brady was there. I mean, it was everyone. Jay-Z was there. He had a private booth.
Was it this thing where I think I saw Tom Brady, like, signing some of his old cards?
Yes.
Some of his old cards. Okay, I saw that. I had no idea what that was about.
So it was their first attempt at doing this fan fest, and it worked swimmingly. But Crowder, a million people sent me this video. He raced an Olympian in the 40-yard dash. And obviously, the guy smoked him. It looked like Crowder was running in slow motion. And it made me think of the time that you dubbed him the old tugboat.
Yeah. So, I mean, were we surprised? Well, remember, he like blew out his knee when he landed in that creek. So
that's what I was saying. Crowder has finally decided to graze us. I was telling Cunho that you got your ass handed to you by the Olympian in the 40.
I don't remember, Cunho
dubbed you the old tugboat.
But he won. He's a gold medal champion. Cunho, I don't think this is in the same realm as the river jump.
Who was the Olympian?
Quincy Wilson.
It was like a bathtub. Now it's a river.
Isn't Quincy Wilson like 17 years old?
He's 16, Mike. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
He took you out for a spin, though, didn't he, huh?
He's one of the fastest. I think he had the sixth fastest 400 time this year or something, man. Again, the kid.
That's funny. They immediately awarded him a driver's license after he took you for that ride.
Altered birth certificate. This kid had to be 28, 29 years old. Too fast.
Is that Little League baseball?
Right. Although I'm sure that kid was saying altered birth certificate. That guy's got to be 60 or 70.
Kid took off on me. I said, what is this?
Anyway, Mike Cunho, what were your observations Saturday night? You saw Jaden Daniels was named the commander starter for week one of the regular season. But what were your observations Saturday night? Tua looked excellent. What about Mike White and Skyler, in your opinion? Did you see enough better performance out of either of them or both?
I don't know if better is the right word, but it just seemed like a lot of the same from week one. A lot of missed throws. You know, there were some drops. They did, you know, they both did go through that. I thought Mike did some good things on the run, getting that ball to Mike Harley down the sideline. I mean, he put that right on the money. And then Skyler's throw to Braxton Berrios. I know it was tipped, but that's a ball you hope is caught. I didn't, from my vantage point, I couldn't even tell it was tipped. But that's all I heard it was, that it was tipped. So obviously there's some missed opportunities out there. But no, if we're going down the road again, do you think the Dolphins should kick the tires on Ryan Tannehill? Like, no, I'd still roll with those guys. Considering if Tua were to go down, his weapons, their weapons and their protection is going to be a lot different. And they both know the offense. So I'm still okay with those two. If that's where we're going.
But even if it's not Tannehill, though, we're good, though, with backup. Even though you're saying they're having a rough outing, whatever, and they got the third preseason game where Tua is not even going to dress out, but we're good. Yeah. If somebody
look, if you were going to do it, I would have liked them to go and get someone a lot sooner than they have, right? Because at least give that person a chance to learn this offense. It's difficult, and that's why I stay with them. And I may be completely wrong here, you know, maybe Coach McDaniel could do something with someone who's just coming in fresh. I don't know. But, again, I just lean on experience in the offense. Maybe they brought in another guy sooner during OTAs or something that could have made an impact or competed with those guys. But I got to trust that McDaniel knows what he's doing with those two.
Who would you go with, by the way, if you were naming the roster now? You had to have, obviously, Tua is going to be your starter week one against Jacksonville. Who's the backup suited, ready to go that game?
I would give Skyler the edge at the moment. That's where I would be. Yeah. I don't know if they're tipping their hands by him getting those reps with the twos. Maybe that's what's kind of pushing me that direction. Just kind of leaning on what you're seeing. But is it a huge gap? I don't think it's a huge gap. It was competitive last year, and it's pretty competitive going into this year again. who knows? Maybe we see Mike White get the, you know, I don't know who's going to start or what coming up this week in Tampa. But let's say, just for hypothetical sake, Tua and the starters aren't going to play. Maybe Mike White gets those reps, and then you can actually see that maybe the difference just by personnel they're playing with.
And any young guys that are going to contribute that you're excited to see, let me say that, or new guys, is it a Patrick Paul or a Chop Robinson or even, you know, Jonnu Smith, who I was very high on him coming here because I know he can block and catch the ball. Any of these new additions that have impressed you?
Yeah, Jonnu Smith. So it's funny, the little pass he took out of the backfield where it kind of looks like an end around, that's something we'd seen in camp. And I was happy to see that it actually showed off in the game because I think it shows off a new element. And then when you go back, let's go back to the game. I think just the tight end room in general has improved. Look, they went into that game with their starters minus Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and that quick strike like capability that they typically have. So that wasn't necessarily there, but they were able to have like a sustained drive, 11 plays, you know, convert a couple fourth downs with maybe more a traditional set of offensive pieces. To me, that was such an encouraging sign because now it shows there's a little bit of multiplicity, I think, with the offense, more so than before where kind of all eyes go to those two. Now I think there's just so much more to worry about. But in terms of the young guys, Malik Washington, everyone, like when we're doing our production meetings and we're talking to Tyreek and Tua, when you ask young guy, the first guy they mention is Malik Washington because of maybe his mindset. I think he's probably a little wiser beyond his years. And then he's got the talent. And it will take some time. Wide receiver position, this offense is probably harder, the hardest position to learn. It'll take some time, but the fact that all these guys rave about him, that's one that maybe for the next couple of years is going to be a fun one to watch grow.
What's the mood? I mean, I watch you on the sidelines Saturday night and the Friday before that, and you're around practices all the time. What's the mood with the players? Who did I see you interviewing this week? I think Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson. Like, what is the mood of this team? And is it noticeably different from any other season?
Yeah, I think maybe last year was – so I remember talking to Tyreek in one of our interviews on the sideline last year, and I was asking about the offense, and he said, get your popcorn ready. So it was always this, like, kind of wait-and-see thing. It was a positive wait-and-see at what it's going to look like. Now I just think it's so business-like. Like they know they belong now. That's the mood that I get from this team, that they know they belong in the upper echelon of teams in the NFL when they're healthy. And I think the expectation is that everybody else who's new here, whether it's rookies or even those new veterans, and some of those vets bring this attitude, that you have to earn this spot in the NFL. Like, this is not given. They certainly belong there talent-wise, coaching-wise, quarterback-wise, like across the board. But there seems to be like this, we have to be very business-like with this. There's a standard here. We have to now uphold it. Where I think is last year, it was sort of like, in the last 2 years, it was sort of like a new place for this franchise.
Oh, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask about McDaniel. If they're getting more business-like, McDaniel's getting a little more street. Like, he talks different now, Mike. He's growing his beard out. Like, is it a camp thing or is his swag changing a little bit?
You know, his confidence is probably high because, you know, you can't lose races you don't take. You know, so I know you've lost some races and you probably took the confidence to take a little hit. You know what I mean? So he's out there. You don't race anybody and you're going to feel good. No, listen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't take shots because it's going to come back around.
It's really what you do. You should take shots. It's what you do. And then what happens is somebody says a snide comment towards you and then you curl up into a ball at the end of the interview and you say, this was terrible. But you're the one. You're the guy
sensitive.
Poking and prodding. You're me.
I do. I get sensitive. As Goldie says, stop being so sensitive, Cunho. He does that to me all the time. So, no, look, I think Mike knows that he's got a really good roster and that the roster is kind of handling their business. Tyreek was telling us this week that, like, the coaching staff, they set a plan for what they want to accomplish, whether it's practice or a game, and it's on the players to kind of execute that standard. So I think because what he's seeing on the practice field in terms of the professionalism, the players executing that standard, I think he's really happy. And that's probably where some of this even more swag is coming from, right? Because he kind of came in with a bunch.
Saturday, your FSU Seminoles take on Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland, kick off the college football season. Are you excited for a little college football, Cuño?
I am. I'm really excited for this because I love the week zero thing. It's just like that appetizer right before, you know, the main course hits. But it gives you something to actually care about, especially with these weeks. Like, man, there's like a 2-week gap between the end of the preseason and the regular season for the NFL. I love that college football kind of fits in this window, and it's kind of like all theirs for about 10, 14 days.
And Mike, do y'all Seminoles, y'all have like a us against the world mentality? Because the ACC hates you. None of the other conferences want y'all. Like, what are y'all playing for?
What was the over-under total for the Gator wins this year?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that on the
chance
on
of their head coach getting fired, right? Then going 500.
Man, doesn't Billy Napier have more coaches on his coaching staff than like players on the roster or something?
He inquired about me 2 years ago. I was like, Coach.
Oh, that's the moment we should have started questioning him.
With all the people that he's hired, you didn't make the cut?
No, it was me or Mike Peterson. He used to play for the Jags. I think Mike took the job.
What would you have coached?
I don't know. Maybe
Zaxby's.
No, eluding officers. Probably one of my top responsibilities.
You would, yeah. That would actually have been a fun job for you. You're just on Friday, Saturday night. You're just like the cleanup guy. Make sure no one gets in trouble.
He's the fixer.
Y'all know. I wasn't there, but they said Urban Meyer, like, I don't say paid, but he had young like GAs go to the popping clubs to let him know who was getting in trouble and who were the wild ones.
Spies, huh? Urban had spies. Sounds like Urban should have some spies on him too.
Well, he did, unfortunately for him.
That's right.
I don't know. Did. Nobody know where his hand was, Hawk. Don't you do that to Herb.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea. Hey, Cuño, so are you going to be able to watch the FSU game, or do you have to drive Bo Camper and Goldie at that? Because you can't say to them, I want to watch the FSU game. Like, you have to leave Tampa whenever they say it's time.
No. I'm leaving them. I actually have some friends in Tampa. So I'm from FSU, so I'm going to go hang out with them in the morning and we'll watch the game. And I think Bo and Goldie are getting an Uber or a taxi or, I don't know, Brightline back, something.
Wow, so you're just hanging them out to dry in Tampa. I love that. Look at you flexing.
I told them on the front end, I could get you there. I can't get you back.
Real quick before we run out of time here. Today is National Potato Day. When is the last time you ate a French fry?
French fries aren't bad. If they're cooked right, you can have them. So I'm not afraid of that.
Well, what do you mean if they're cooked right? If they're cooked right, they're deep fried.
No, like if you cook it like an air fryer, you're fine.
Air fry.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds thrilling.
What would you know?
When's the last time you had an actual French fried potato the way it's supposed to be fried in hot grease?
Oh, man, probably, I don't know, probably before flat screens into existence.
That is crazy.
No way, Mike.
No, I'm just kidding. I honestly don't know. It's probably been.
You haven't had one in the last calendar year, I bet.
No, I have. Yeah, I have. There are days where, like, you just have to eat, right? Like, you just got to put something in your body, and then it just happened.
And Monday through Sunday, no?
Yeah, when we ran on this run to Edmonton, I mean, there are days where you're just working so much, you just have to eat whatever you can find. And so the diet gets a little squirrely sometimes.
Squirrely.
That means like three French fries. There's no, yeah, when he says you just have to eat, you can only imagine. It's like a bunless burger with all the toppings shoved off.
There wasn't much I would have been able to eat in your suite. I saw the video. I would have died.
It was loaded up with a lot of food that you would have been unable to eat. You are correct.
Harvey's crisps.
And then every time, you know, they have the big TVs in the suite. And so I'd be, you know, shoveling 7-layer dip into my mouth. and Lori would just be staring at Cuño on the TV, just jacked up, and you know, the shirt too tight, and she would go, "How come you can't look like Mike Cuño?" You see what I got on my plate here? Finally, Cuño.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as you drive a wedge between me and my wife, today is also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. When is the last time you had an ice cream cone?
Oh, my God. I don't know. When was the last time Cold Stone was in existence? Are those still around?
I mean, honestly, no ice cream cone, huh?
No, that's not me.
Can you acknowledge soft serve ice cream is better than hard packed ice cream?
Yeah. Isn't that frozen yogurt? Is there a difference?
Well, yeah, one's ice cream, one's yogurt.
I thought that was the same thing.
Ay vey. Mike Cuño, you'll watch him on CBS4. You can see him Friday from Tampa, Raymond James Stadium. I mean, the time of his life. And if you're driving on the turnpike.
Are we going to hang out, Hawk? Are we going to hang out?
We might. I don't know if I want to hang out with you and your FSU friends. I got to be honest with you. If it was me, you, and Bo, one thing. But me, you, and your college friends, I don't know.
Hawk, think about those conversations. Right.
You think they're going to be all Cuños?
Like cavemen.
Yeah.
You see ball? Yeah. I saw ball yesterday.
Okay. All right.
What is it? It's all your frat buddies? It's all your frat buddies?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys going to be doing? Like keg stands and stuff?
Probably. You know, Jello shots, keg stands, funnels, the whole gambit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I'll be at Portillo's. We have a burger and lemon cake.
Wax their chests and watch something silly. That's what they
do. Yeah, you're right. You guys will wax your chests and watch Chai TV.
The only thing I saw waxed was you getting waxed in that race fanatic.
An excellent punctuation.
Line it up, Mike. Line it up, Mike, me and you.
You don't want this. I'll beat you backwards, Crowder.
He would. I think he would take you. I don't even know if Cuño has speed or not, but man, he is just fit and younger.
That's all I'm going to say, but I don't know if Mike runs. Mike really have a frat boy workout where they don't eat, they do abs and upper body all day. I don't know if he does the leg.
You beat him in a 40, Cuño?
I'd beat him in a 40 today. I don't know about back then, but today I got him.
Yeah, I'm talking about today. Like, if you guys lined up for a 40, like Fanatics fan
when
fest.
When I was in shape, I'd have gunned you by 30 yards.
Okay.
Next week,
How old are you, Crowder? We can't be that far apart.
I'll be 41 this year.
41 plus?
41 plus 50 extra pounds in the midsection.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant you. Hey, by the way, Kim Bocamper has his podcast called Out to Pasture where he only allows 50 and plus guys on it. So you're coming up, you know? Like, this is awesome.
I know you're on the to-do list.
Like, Bo's got things popping off. Maybe he'll teach you some things about podcasts.
Man, imagine trying to get those podcast guests connected on StreamYard. That's a 3-day ordeal.
Hey, after about week 8, think about trying to find a guest.
All right, we got to go, Cuño. We love you.
Love you, too.
All right, there you go. Mike Cuño, CBS4. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.